Well, some of you might remember this story. It's of, obviously, Connect, their CEO, Eugene Yu. Now, you guys might recall, back in LA, they actually arrested him and were prosecuting him because, well, the allegations against him and his company were that they had servers which contained the critical information regarding poll workers, and they were connected and found to be connected to CCP government servers, which was so interesting in itself. Now, the key to all of this is Eugene was actually facing 8 years in prison because LA actually charged him with embezzlement. And although it was strange to see LA County getting involved so aggressively on this issue, we're now learning that the LA DA over there, George Gascon, many of you guys remember, he was the one who was actually tossed out. He apparently dropped the charges because, well, he thought it would favor President Donald Trump. As many of you know, back in 2020, President Trump was challenging the election, rightfully so. And so Gascon didn't want to have, I guess, LA County as the face of all of this and validating everything that was being said. Now, we know this all because of a new report that's come out, and it is from the lead prosecutor. It's all wrapped up in this tort complaint, which was just recently filed this week. It's interesting enough. Now, not only did LA County actually have to drop those charges because, well, the DA said so, but they also paid out, the county itself approved a $5 million civil settlement for Eugene. It's outrageous. It's crazy. I want to bring in a man who knows all about this because he's been following it. And he was actually involved in testimony during the grand jury moments of all of this. Let's bring in Greg Phillip. He's the director of True the Vote. Greg, you've been following this because you guys played a key role in all of this. So now we're hearing that the district attorney over in LA dropped the charges because he thought it'd be more favorable to President Trump, with the prosecution side of all of this. So what's your reaction? Because you sat in the grand jury and you spoke out on all of this, and you guys were the key point to holding you accountable.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, Bree, and thanks for having me. When I think back to how this originally started, it started with some of my analysts in a hotel room briefing me on what they found in these Chinese servers. It was startling. This was in January of 21. There were so many things happening. Obviously, you know, everybody's, you know, all the J6 stuff had happened, and Biden's, you know, the inauguration and all of the chaos that was happening around everywhere. But when that briefing happened, I mean, we immediately knew something was wrong. We took the info, we gave it to the FBI. We sort of thought that would be it for us, right? You know, we turned it over to what supposedly is the best law enforcement agency in the world. And they opened up immediately a counterintelligence operation against Connick and Eugene Yu. And that went on for about 15 months or so. Mm-hmm. We were in regular contact with them. I went up and sat down with them and met with them. I met with them in Milwaukee. I met with them in Detroit. There was a lot of communication about this situation, and it was so bad because of what you mentioned in terms of the personal information that they had in these files was so shocking and so stunning that nobody in America deserves to have that information of theirs in any server anywhere, let alone in communist China. Just before our movie 2000 Mules was released, we were contacted by the Bureau again saying, hey, you know, I know we've been working with y'all on this all this time, but there's now two female lawyers at DOJ that want to turn this around on you. And we've been ordered to go and tell Eugene Yu that it was you that breached, it was me and Catherine that breached his servers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, we objected as strongly as we could. But knew we were going to have to do something. About a week after the movie, I received a call from the same FBI agent who told me that they had received word from a confidential informant that I had stolen two servers from the Chinese internet. I literally laughed out loud, Brie. I mean, that's not what the internet is, that you can't just go steal servers from any internet, let alone the Chinese internet. But that said, we laughed it off and but knew we had to do something. The period of time between August 13th, where we had this big meeting out in Phoenix, turned all of our information over to all of these researchers in this meeting called the Pit. Between there and October 1st, that 45 days, I went out to LA a couple times, met with their investigators about this, met with Eric Neff, the assistant DA that you mentioned a little while ago. They convened ultimately a grand jury where Eugene Yu was they found a true bill, meaning they were going to charge him with all of this. He then filed a suit against us in federal court in Texas, that ultimately put us in jail about a month later. So all of between August 15th and October 31st, when we went to jail, all of this was unfolding. Once we were out, they within a few days after us being released, they dropped all the charges. Gascon dropped all the charges and kind of tried to walk away from it. The problem that they have is that when they went to Eugene Yu's office, there were 17 law enforcement personnel, some of them from Michigan, some of them from LA County. They confiscated information, 300 terabytes of information and data, 300. But the challenge they have is that those 17 law enforcement, sworn law enforcement officers aren't going to lie for Gascon or anybody else, right? I mean, they're going to get up and tell the truth. What Neff's point of view here is that they when they found out they were about to support Trump or help Trump potentially, they dropped it all, but then suspended Eric Neff and basically left him on the beach for about 18 months. And then when they finally fired him, that's when he fired back at him the other day. And here we are. Again, the biggest challenge they have is 300 terabytes of data, and it's known by 17 law enforcement officers as well as several private individuals that were brought in to help out. And I don't know how they get out of this. I mean, the only thing you can expect right now, I can't imagine Gascon would want to fight this because all of that data is ultimately going to get dumped back into the public eye. But he's going to have to do something. And Eric's a great lawyer. He's just a really good guy. He was introduced to us by a pastor out in California, and now he's about to take on, Gascon and the LA County Board of Supervisors that went ahead and cut that $5 million check that they decided they were going to give to Eugene Yu. By the way, he doesn't live in the country anymore either, Bree.
Oh, coincidence. I couldn't imagine why. I mean, the $5 million check that the LA County cut so quickly had my jaw hit the ground when I saw that part. I gotta say that. I don't even understand the logic behind that, but it's LA, so it's a little bit different over there. Just to kind of tell our audience the value of the information that's on the server, what kind of damage could be done if the information was, let's say, given over to the People's Republic of China?
Well, there's a couple things. First of all, because their servers were not only connected to China, but because they were connected to one of the counting companies over in Spain, a lot of things can go wrong with this situation. Just the PII, just the private information of thousands of workers around the country, that willingly gave their information, to work in the polls, and all of a sudden, their names, their social security numbers, their dates of birth, their kids' names, if they're young people working in a program where you work in the polls like they had in LA County, you have 15, 16, 17-year-old kids whose names and all of their personal information, including if some of them were in college, what they're majoring in. I mean, there were 96 fields in this spreadsheet, let's say, or database that I saw that night in Dallas when I was watching this. And 17, I think, or 19 of them were in Chinese. The rest of them were in American. They had it all. I mean, they can, if you were going to cheat, and you had control of the scheduling system, and you had control of the people, and I could add Brianna onto the list, or I could add me onto the list, and schedule, because they're controlling scheduling, you could put them into the polls to handle counting, right? You could have them doing anything. So the potential damage is both in the polls. It's related to these people whose personal information is now in the Chinese CCP hands. They've created a social credit scoring system, just like they have over there, but against us. And this system flowed upstream to the social credit system. So the information would go from Pittsburgh, LA, San Jose, California, Austin, Texas, all these, Johnson County, Kansas, and it would roll all up into China and then would be exported in through the same IP from the same server set into the Chinese social credit system. And if anyone in America does, I mean, I don't care who you are, I don't care whether you're Republican, Democrat, whatever. Listen, I wouldn't want this on anyone. America is in trouble because of this kind of thing. And people, just the other day, I think, Bree, I saw that, maybe it was yesterday, that all the 911 systems went down because the Chinese had infiltrated the critical infrastructure. Well, remember that Obama designated elections as critical infrastructure in 2015. And so if they can penetrate the 911 system, and you don't think that having direct access into the elections isn't going to open the door to a bunch of CCP nonsense? Man, I don't know.
Well, that's how we ended here in the ended up here in the first place, and that's the problem with all of this. And people on the left pretend to want to defend our democracy, but when they say that, it's not what it actually means, and it's a little upsetting. Were you surprised when you well, when it was publicly announced that Gascon did in fact drop those charges because it was so politically motivated?
Yes, I was. We spent time in literally a medium security prison in ADCEG over this issue by Eugene Yu. And then for once his charges were dropped and our judge recused himself the day before all of the discovery was due, we dropped all of our discovery data into open.ink. That's our system for putting all the things when we get open records and we have discovery and all of that. We put everything into open ink so the people can see it. We published everything in open ink the day before discovery was due because we didn't feel like we hadn't done anything. Why should we hide? The next day after we published it all, they dropped the lawsuit against us. Lawfare is real, y'all. I mean, it's a big deal. And they're trying to drive us out of business, and we're constantly in lawsuits. Catherine says all the time, before 2009, when she started Truth the Vote, she had never been in court, and since 2009, she's never been out. And that's true. And it's frightening if you think about it. So for 15 years, we've been in either one or more lawsuits. Right now, I think we still have five or six on the books, but what are you going to do? We just keep charging forward, and thank God for people like you and your voice and others that that are not willing to cower under the table just because George Gascon does something stupid, right? I mean, the reality is America's elections have been constantly attacked going back to 1800, the Hamilton Jefferson election, and these things have been going on and on and on for years. And yet all the stuff that went on in New York, during the crazy years in the 1800s, and John F. Kennedy wouldn't have been elected had it not been for all the cheating in Texas and the cheating in Chicago in 1960, and it goes on and on and on. I now believe that it in a representative republic like ours, it is the plight of patriots that we are constantly and must be forever vigilant in watching these elections. These are our battles, right? The war is for the republic, but every 2 years, every 4 years, that these people are going to start doing what they do, right? It's a thousand front war, and we fight those battles every single cycle, and we have to. So when I retire next year, and we leave it to young people like you and others that are, I mean, y'all are going to face some of the same things. They're going to get more and more sophisticated. I've been doing this for 44 years, and I've watched the craziest things you've ever seen happen, but y'all are going to face things that my generation has never faced. But it is your obligation as a patriot to be vigilant and to be diligent to fight those battles every single election, because should we choose to give up, the war will be lost, and the war is for the Republic.
Absolutely. And first off, did you say you were retiring in a year?
I've got The election is in 200 days, so that should frighten everybody right out of the gate. And I've pretty well declared that 44 years is enough for this guy. So I'm gonna divulge everything I know to people like you, Bree, and then hand it off to y'all, and it's all yours. You can have it from there.
All right, well, we'll allow it, but we've got a major election coming up in November, so we
Yeah,
definitely need
200
you on
days.
deck.
I'm with you for 200 days.
All right, we'll allow it. I wanted to also bring our audience attention to something that you did flag for me. You guys are alerting the American people to a massive amount of what could be a potential disaster in November. Ultimately, you guys found there's more than 25 million voters whose registration
Yes.
information makes them ineligible to vote. That is 12% of the United States voter file. What's so important for our audience to understand? And then what can they learn? This is your website right now that we have on a screen. It's IV3.us. So tell us a little bit about this as well.
Yeah, we built this 2 years ago for True the Vote. My private company built this for True the Vote, and Catherine's done a great job of recruiting. I think they have 35,000 people working on this now. It's very, very simple. We've done all the hard work behind the scenes. You can log in and you can help challenge these voters who either don't live in your state, you don't live in your state anymore, don't live in your county anymore, and you can do it right from your home. With 25 million of these to deal with, we've got to have more and more and more people signing up for IV3. Catherine's been doing two or three shows a week trying to recruit folks. It's not hard. It's really simple. If you've got an hour of time, go in, sign up. Might take us, we're a little bit behind right now because we've had so many signups, but go in, sign up, and we will serve to you individual names of people that we've done the research on that we believe either don't live there anymore or dead. We're going to be tackling the non-citizen voting issues. We're going to be working through all of these things in IV3. But the import of having Americans and citizens, like people ask us all the time, Brie, what can we do? So, right now, sign up for IV3.us. You can, an hour, 10 hours, 100 hours, anything you do will start to whittle down those 25 million voters who are no longer living where they say that would make in a place where they would be eligible. It's super simple. It's super easy to use. We've got a great support team. We'll help you out in any way that we possibly can. But the way the law is written, citizens can do it in their county if they have reason to believe that other citizens have already moved or have passed away or those kinds of things. So it's critically important. And here's the final piece of this. Not to get too far in the weeds, but the way the federal law is written, states can continue to clean their voter rolls until 90 days before the election. So if you take into account early voting, if you take into account other things, on or about, let's say 100 days from now, the 20th or so of July, we have to take IV3 down. And we won't be able to clean any more rolls. You won't be able to, we won't be able to, or any of the other groups that are out there that are doing this. So we literally only have 100 days to clean 25 million bad registrations off of the voter rolls. It's critically important that you sign up, ivy3.us. Sign up. We'll help you. We'll support you. We'll do anything we can do. But if you've got an hour, if you've got 10 hours, if you have 100 hours, we need your help. America needs your help. This is something you can do right from your home. You can do it from your phone. It's super simple. It's super easy to use. And it's the corner, 25 million vote registrations. And the ballots that go with those are enough to put any election in danger, whether it's the president's race or any local race, is going to be put in danger by these bad ballot, by these bad registrations, especially when they start shipping ballots out to them via mail. Please log in. Please help us. We have 100 days. It will make an enormous difference. Dirty voter rolls equal dirty elections. It's the cornerstone of all the cheat that they do. And if we can clean them up, we're going to take a huge, huge weapon out of the hands of the left.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Remember, that's IV3.us. Greg, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for jumping on with us today. I know you're a very busy person. You've got an election to save, and so we appreciate your time.
Everybody, listen to Brie. Pay attention to her. Log into her show. She's doing an amazing job. Thank you, Brie. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it. Thank you, Greg. Did you see my interview with
In a world where technology surrounds us, our exposure to EMR, or electromagnetic radiation, is higher than ever before. With over 400,000 cell towers and antennas in the United States alone, not to mention Wi-Fi that runs 24/7 in our home, cell phones that are carried in our pockets hours on end, and hundreds of 5G satellites in our orbit, common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, heart palpitations, insomnia, and so much more. Start protecting yourself now. Introducing Redemption Shield, your EMF protection products. With over 700 five-star reviews, Redemption Shield is leading the way in shielding and grounding products, taking inflammation out of your body with grounding bed mats, grounding bed sheets, hats, scarves, Wi-Fi router covers, cell phone bags. Come and see us today at redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded. Redemptionshield.com. Use code BREE and save 10%.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.